Okay. What Gerhard says is that in his newspaper, there was an article about all the rivers on Earth that are highly toxic because of all the medications we are taking,
Oh, interesting. Okay.
antibiotics. Also now the vaccine people. All this stuff is also going down our toilets and then
Graphene
later
and everything
into
else.
the water,
Oh, wow. Okay.
and how it affects us all. It's
Wow.
not only them, but also medications and yeah, every stuff you take finally ends up into in our waters.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Gerhard, send that to me if you like. I'd love to see it.
Course, yeah.
I know a couple of years ago, it was about 4 or 5 years ago, the city water of Portland, Oregon was tested. And it was found that they had there was lots of cocaine and antibiotics in the water because so many people were taking antibiotics and so many people were snorting cocaine in Portland, Oregon. And it's the same in Seattle too. And what happens is that it goes into the not only the water systems for the city, but also into Puget Sound, into the water. And now salmon and fish have cocaine and antibiotics in their
And
bodies now. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just crazy. That's true. It doesn't
because
disappear. You know, once you throw it down into the drain, it goes out into the ocean. It's a circular thing. We're all together in this and in one world. It's all the same interacted thing, you know. And that's one thing that President Kennedy told me over a year ago. He said, once people realize we're all one, they'll stop polluting the planet and stop treating each other, you know, with violence or any disrespect, because we're all one, right? If you hurt somebody else, you're really hurting yourself too. It doesn't make any sense, you know. I mean, for example, if you've got Roundup, which is carcinogenic, what do you do with it if you want to get rid of it? You can't pour it. If you pour it down a drain, it just ends up in the water system somewhere. Burn it, well, that goes into the air. I mean, it's like that, you know, all these pollutants, what do?
Yeah, everything is polluted. There's nothing that isn't polluted.
That's right,
Ja,
yeah,
was
that's true.
interessant war, ist, dass in den Städten, in den Großstädten, wo ja mehr Lebensstandard ist, also oder auch mehr Wirtschaft ist, im Vergleich zu den Landstrichen, wo halt arme Bevölkerung ist, dass in den reichen Bereichen eher Antidepressiva und Koffein sehr stark vorkommt. Und auch Mittel zum Beispiel gegen Diabetes und diese Dinge. Und in den armen Ländern im Gegensatz dazu Schmerzmittel, interessanterweise, dass die unglaublich viele drin sind. Und noch irgendwas, ich glaube, war also, es ist unglaublich, also es ist ja total unterschiedlich, was das auch aussagt über das Verhalten, was die Menschen in den Städten, wo sie im Stress, im Hamsterrad sind. Und wie depressiv die Menschen in den Städten eher sind, zum Beispiel. Ja, das ist faszinierend. Aber es ist arg, dass es jetzt endlich einmal auch eine wissenschaftliche Studie darüber gibt, wie gefährlich das ist, was hier passiert. In der Schweiz wollen sie zusätzliche Filter in die Kläranlagen einbauen jetzt, die das auch noch filtern kann, aber das ist urschwer.
Ja, bevor das umgesetzt ist, ist ja
Ja.
trotzdem ein ewiger Kreislauf. Das Meer ist ja genauso betroffen.
Aber
Alles ist ja davon
angeblich
betroffen.
helfen ja die Plejadier, wenn sie dann sozusagen dürfen und kommen, dass wir mit neuen Technologien diese Natur wieder
Richtig.
reinigen können.
Ja, genau. Also nicht nur die Plejader, sondern auch die Menschen der Innererde, die auf diese Technologien alle haben und die, sobald die Möglichkeit dann da ist und wir soweit sind, ja an der Oberfläche, bringen sie uns diese Technologien an die Oberfläche, um hier dann Wasser zu reinigen, Nahrung zu reinigen, die Luft zu reinigen und so weiter.
Ja. Naja.
Well, you know what's going to happen, my friends? 6 months from now, we're going to look back. Things will be a lot better. The planet will be far more quieter, more peaceful than it is now. We'll be getting ready in 6 months to go. We'll just be going into the fourth dimension at that point, because that's all we've got left. Air travel will be open again. Things will getting back to normal like they used to, but in a good way, because I think people will learn how to, you know, treat each other with respect and more harmony. And a lot of the negative forces, including a lot of negative governments, will just be gone because people won't put up with it. I'm looking at Trudeau leaving within 2 weeks, Biden within 3. Once Trudeau falls, it'll be like dominoes, then Biden will fall. Because there's nothing propping up Biden at all. Even the mass mandates out here are falling apart. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing Australia just opened up after 2 years of being locked down. They're finally going to allow tourists to come in after two years, finally. It's a beautiful country, a lot of nice people there. And Germany will have the same thing. I mean, I don't see it lasting much longer. And they're just desperate, you know, they're very desperate. But nothing's going to work. And yeah. What a time to be alive. What a time to be here to watch this all happen, you know. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of this show is to make this world a better place and give people hope for the future, because we have a lot of good things in store for us. Mm-hmm. During the darkest days, I think, were last fall, November and December, especially December, just a couple of months ago. And at that point, I was told by Adama and my guides on the other side that things would start turning around the middle of mid-January. And actually they have. And I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised, because I live in Washington State's hair is horrible here. But things are getting better here too. Because the Democrats in the United States are looking north to Canada to see what's happening there, and Australia too. And they're seeing that they can't continue this fascist dictatorship forever, you know, and the people are mad. And the most amount of money, by the way, in the United States came from the Seattle area for the truckers. From people in Seattle, because I always think that according to the polling system, that it's a bastion of all these horrible policies and liberalist so-called liberal Democrats. But most of the money came from Seattle area for the truckers in Canada, because people in this Seattle area too are tired of it. So that's the Democratic Party's power base, you know, basically. But even that's now eroding. They're losing. Nobody's going to vote for them. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's going to in their right mind. We have Dominion voting here, which they're able to change the election results. But even with that, it's not going to work, because there's so many people will be so angry. They're going to, you know, vote against it. So there are states here in the United States which was never shut down. Like Texas is a wonderful place. A lot of wonderful people there. South Dakota, Florida is another one. A lot of states were never locked down. But if you get to the coast, this is where it's like Washington, Oregon, California, really bad. New York's bad. But not the whole country. The whole country is different depending on where you are. So even here, it's getting better now. So, okay. Gerhard, in Vienna, I read a story where they were forcing, the police were stopping people to see if they're vaccinated. Is that stopped now? They're letting people go. They let them walk around freely in Vienna now, or what's it like? Okay, I can't hear you.
Meinst du, ob noch ein Impfzwang ist, oder was meinst du?
Mm-hmm. Ja.
Ja, okay, also irgendwie ist das Gesetz noch, eben noch nicht exekutiert. Es wurde zwar verabschiedet, aber es wird noch verzögert alles. Und ich habe den Eindruck, das wird nicht durchgehen.
Yeah, there was a mandatory shot program, but they delayed it. Is that right? They moved it to another month.
Yeah, all right.
So it's not being executed.
Yeah, so könnte man das sagen.
Yeah.
So no, there will never be a mandatory shut program for nobody. They're just talking about it. They want people to be scared so that they're going to have their shots now. Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think I was told that this fall, December, November, was the darkest hour before dawn. And I think it was, actually. A lot of scary things coming up. I mean, here in Washington State, our worthless Democratic governor started to build detention camps for those who hadn't taken the shot, permanent camps where you'd never get out. And then they came out with a proposal to give the shot to children as babies as young as 2 years old. But there's been thousands and thousands of people protesting against it. And so it's been all quiet now. You don't hear about it. You know, it's all very quiet. So I think they've realized they failed. So just to remain strong, you know, we're almost there. And like I said, 6 months from now, I think things will be a lot better than they are now. And in a year, I think we'll be shifting into, well, 4D, fourth dimension in 6 months. And then 5D now has shifted 6 months faster. So now it's going to be like September, October, 2024. And by the time this summer comes around, we could be shifting early 2024 or even late 2023. It's coming that fast. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it. Notice we're getting help from benevolent extraterrestrials, but we're doing the work. And that's what they wanted us to do. And that's what we signed up for in our soul contracts. Mm-hmm. So that is happening now. It's finally happening, you know. And even people who've taken the shot, I think they're realizing now that perhaps they've made a mistake and they've seen a lot of their friends and neighbors die from it. Mm-hmm. And they're getting help. And I think help will be available for them as well. So not as many people will die from it. So all in all, it's a good turn of events. Mm-hmm. I don't like to see anybody die, frankly. I really don't. And but I think things are starting to turn around finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's thanks to your help and everything, Gerhard and Saskia, for helping me out with this show. And it's, I think we're helping to make the world a better place. That's the whole thing, in a very positive way. So, mm-hmm. I want to ask you for our next shows. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but 2 weeks out would be March 7th. And then 2 weeks after that would be March 23rd. Is that good on your schedules? Did I get the right thing?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Perfect.
All right. Good. All right. Great. Great.
Also, ich möchte a short translation of what you have said the last 20 minutes, Ted. Yeah,
that's fine. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
At least a little bit. Okay. I haven't done a lot of translation today. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You've been great. You've been great.
Next day I'm going to do a better job. Also was Ted jetzt nochmal gesagt, ich fasse es kurz zusammen. Schon in 6 Monaten wird der gesamte Planet als Gesamtheit in die 4D übergegangen sein. Und weil das Ganze jetzt so beschleunigt wurde, wird natürlich auch der Übergang dann in die 5D relativ eher schon kommen. Eigentlich war es für 2025, jetzt ist es sogar schon 2024. Und wenn das so weitergeht, dann kann auch schon Ende 2023 der gesamte Planet als Ganzes in der 5D angekommen sein. Es sieht gut aus und es hat sich viel getan. Das Blatt hat sich gewendet. Was wir jetzt im Außen sehen, ist einfach eine Show, wie ich immer wieder sage. Seid vorsichtig mit allem, was ihr euch anschaut, hinterfragt und fühlt vor allem hinein in die Informationen, die ihr präsentiert bekommt. Ist es tatsächlich so? Es wird viel Fake News noch verbreitet, viele Fehlinformationen. Es wird vieles falsch dargestellt und einfach die Informationen fühlen, mehr ins Fühlen gehen und sich distanzieren von dem Wahnsinn im Außen und sich sicher sein, dass wir auf einem guten Weg sind. Licht hat gewonnen, da ist nichts mehr dran zu rütteln. Die Reste, die schütteln wir jetzt auch noch ab und dann geht's ab. Und dann kommt dann bald vielleicht auch die Galaktische Allianz, also dass die Erde wieder in die Allianz der Galaktiker eintritt. Und ich denke, das wird sogar schneller passieren, als wir uns das jetzt momentan vorstellen können.
I also I'd like to encourage everyone to sign up for my Galactic Wisdom Conference. It's just $55 for the whole weekend. It's at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. We have a revised schedule today with new speakers coming in. So that should be changed this week. The other thing is
When is your Galactic Wisdom Conference?
It's March 12th and 13th.
Aha, also ganz wichtig, die galaktische Konferenz von Ted findet am 12. und 13. März statt. Man kann sich dafür anmelden fürs gesamte Wochenende, um alle Sprecher zu hören. $55?
$55, ja. Yeah.
Uh-huh. $55. Und das kann man tun, die Anmeldung über www.galacticwisdomconference.com.
Yeah. And I know you're busy, Saskia, but I'd love to do maybe a little intro. We could do one in German together sometime in this week or this weekend or next week, whatever's good for you. Just let me know.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we could do it by Zoom and I'd upload it on the site. So, because I know we'll have a lot of listeners as well. I don't want to exclude people just because they don't, you know, speak English fluently.
Ich habe gerade nachgeschaut, der nächste Termin in zwei Wochen, der geht, aber der übernächste nicht am 21. Da müssten wir es vielleicht am 28. März machen vielleicht.
Okay, the 21st of March. Gerhard isn't available. Maybe we can do it.
28th?
How about either on the 28th or the 14th? It doesn't matter. What's good for you? We could do it on the 28th if you want.
Yes,
sure.
Please. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You have to shift also the other shows then? Is it?
Kind problem.
No problem.
That'll be fine.
Okay.
Maybe we can have it on the 21st then.
Yeah, we can have it on. We can have BBS. They're flexible. The time's available. I'll just make sure that's done. Not a problem.
Okay.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. That'll work out fine. Well, I want to thank you both for coming on today and help and translating Saskia and helping with all the production. We have somewhere right around, let's see what today's show. We've gotten in. $39.6 million in over 100 countries, with about we have about 25-30% of that is in Germany and Austria and Switzerland. So we're getting there aren't that many shows that do what we do. So mm-hmm. We're getting a large audience there as well. Right. That's nice.
Okay, so if you want, we could start the show, the Water Song show ending, the outro.
Let me just say that Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit listener-supported station. If you'd like to support us, just go to my website at outofthisworld1150.com and contribute anything you'd like. And I'll look forward to seeing you all on, it'll be a week from today on BBS Radio. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also nochmal ganz kurz zur Erwähnung, Ted's Show ist gemeinnützig und die ihn gerne unterstützen möchten, können dies tun. An dieser Stelle nochmal die Webseite www.outofthisworld1150.com und wir sehen uns in einer Woche über BBS Radio wieder, wer möchte.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
Also dann, bye bye.
Love to you both.
Bye bye, vielen Dank.
Bye bye, vielen Dank.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you. I told Radio Soul. The all-in-one solution for entertainment.